There's a moment in the day where everything just slows down. You reread the same sentence three times. You open a tab and forget why. Someone asks you a simple question, and your brain takes a second longer than it should. Around 2 p.m., half the workforce is fighting for their life and pretending they're fine. This isn't a motivation issue. It's not that you suddenly stopped caring. This is biology. Your brain runs on chemistry. Focus, energy, clarity. All of it depends on signals like dopamine, serotonin, and glutamate working the way they're supposed to. And those signals are influenced by something very simple: what you ate earlier in the day and how your body processed it. A heavy sugar load, large carb portions, or the wrong type of protein can shift how those signals behave. That drop you feel? That's often your system moving out of a focused state and into a slower one. There are also foundational pieces that quietly affect how steady your energy feels. B vitamins support energy production and brain signaling. Vitamin C plays a role in neurotransmitter synthesis. Vitamin D3 supports mood and overall regulation. Magnesium helps with calm, focus, and recovery. Calcium plays a role in nerve signaling. When these are off, even slightly, your day can feel harder than it should. Instead of eating randomly, try eating with intention. We use a simple concept: food for mood. Eat by color. Different colors tend to support different states. Reds and oranges feel more energizing. Greens and creams feel more calming. Deeper tones can support steadier energy. Choose your protein type. Match your protein choice to the kind of day you need. Lean proteins like chicken, fish, and eggs tend to support alertness and focus. Softer, higher-fat proteins tend to feel more calming and slower burning. Keep it steadier. A steadier input often creates a steadier day. Keep sugars low. Large spikes often lead to sharper drops. Smaller carb portions tend to feel more stable. Tomorrow, pay attention to one thing. Notice when your energy drops. Look back at what you ate before it. That's it. No need to change everything at once. Just start noticing the pattern. If you feel that drop coming on, try a short walk or light movement, a glass of water, a small protein-based snack, or stepping away for a few minutes instead of pushing through. This isn't about perfection. It's about understanding what your body is doing and working with it instead of against it. Once you see the pattern, you can start to change it. And when that happens, your day starts to feel very different.